Gavin Vondrak with ESAC Raiders joining us here today. He has made his decision on where he is headed off to play in college or compete in college, and it's going to be rodeoing up at Iowa Central Community College up in Fort Dodge. Gavin, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on that decision.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet, Gavin. It sounds like in kind of the conversation with you ahead of the interview here today that rodeoing was something you've known maybe since you were young that you kind of wanted to do it at the next level.
Yeah, I've grown up around it pretty much all my life. So I mean, it was a pretty easy choice for me.
How did you start? Family thing, I'm sure, but take us kind of through the early years of rodeoing.
I mean, as soon as I was old enough to walk, I kind of got on, was riding the horse around, you know, and then all of a sudden I just grew up, got a little bit older and started rodeoing a little bit and competing, and I just got to the point where I was gone about every weekend at some event.
How did you fall in love with it, and what do you think drew you so much into it that you were willing to travel every weekend to go do it?
Just the people out there. I mean, you meet so many nice people out there, and it makes it that much more fun and makes you want to do it that much more.
You started roping. Have you ever tried any of the other aspects of a rodeo and said, no, that's not for me? And what was it about roping that you enjoyed so much?
I pretty much, that's all I've done is roped. I didn't really try anything. I don't know. I just got to doing it and got to winning some money. It's like, this is kind of nice, and just kept doing it.
No desire to get on a bull or a bronc or anything in the future?
No.
Kind of the same answer I got from Camden Trader, who's going to be team roping with you there at Iowa Central Community College. Let's start with the recruiting process. When did things start for you, and how old were you when you said, you know what, I know I want to do this at college?
Actually, it was about probably last fall is when colleges kind of started reaching out and trying to get a hold of you and want me to come visit and stuff. So it was probably about last fall. I was like, yeah, I'll probably go do this in college, and then I made my mind up, and that's that.
What were some of the first schools that started to reach out to you?
Fort Scott, Kansas was the first one that that talked to me.
And that's about a, 12, 14, maybe 16-hour drive. Did you get a chance to go down there, check out the college?
No, I never did make it down there.
Was that COVID related, or was it just a travel kind of restrictions and restraints on just how far away it was?
Yeah, I mean, it was a jump, that's for sure. But we didn't really have much time to go down there. We were so busy, just always gone on the road. So,
had you been down in that area to do any rodeoing in the when you were younger?
I have not. I've been through it.
Okay.
A couple of times, but I've not, never stopped down there.
Okay. So that they were kind of out as the phone calls and the texts started to come in. Which schools piqued your interest, and did you start doing your own homework and go, this might be some schools I'm interested in, and reach out to them?
I talked to Fort Scott, and then Iowa Central got a hold of me, and then I went up there and visited, and they had all the programs I kind of wanted to go into for a career, and then they gave me a scholarship, and the fairgrounds and the rodeo grounds and stuff were really good. So that kind of really set me off for Iowa Central.
Okay. And Fort Dodge, great town. It's not too far away. You mentioned that you and Camden are going to be team roping. How much did you guys have to talk about his decision to either maybe play basketball or rope, and how much was it as you guys going kind of as a roping team?
It was kind of up in the air there for a while. Cam wasn't quite sure what he was going to do, and so I kind of waited a little bit for him, and then he kind of made his mind up. So we just decided that we'd both go up there and rope up there together.
Were you pretty excited when he sent you the text or called you and told you that he'd be joining you there?
Oh yeah, I was, because I mean we're not too bad together, so I thought that'd be a good deal if we go up there and
do what we do. You guys are both so humble. I've been told you guys are a really good pair, and you're like, oh, we're pretty good together. What makes you guys a pretty good roping team, do you think?
I mean, we're practicing every day together, and we're pretty much together every day. So, I mean, practice makes perfect, I guess.
Gavin, I talked to Cam earlier and stuff, and, you know, he said you had been doing the head, and then you guys, when you decided to team rope, you switched to the feet. Take us through that transition, because it's different, but you kind of made it sound like in the conversation, not that much of a change.
I guess it wasn't really too hard to switch, I guess. I mean, when you practice as much as we do, I guess, I mean, you kind of pick it up pretty quickly.
Why did you feel like you were the guy that could make the change out of the two of you, do you think?
Cam, when he started, he really just focused on heading. So I was like, well, I mean, if we're going to rope together, I guess I kind of have to go heel. So I just started heeling and progressed as we went on.
How many hours?
It's been working out.
How many hours a day do you guys kind of focus in on trying to get practice? Because like you said, it's something that you do every day.
I mean, we'll rope together for, I don't know, a good 3-4 hours probably.
Wow, that's a lot of time to put into that. That's pretty amazing. You must really love it. Take us through your strengths as a roper. Where do you feel like you're really good at it? And what are some areas maybe of roping that you feel like you could still improve at?
There's always room for improvement here. I mean, you can rope faster or always try to catch both feet, but I feel like I'm good at, you know, just being at the right place at the right time or making it easier for Cam, just stuff like that.
Okay. What are some of your favorite places that you've been to rodeo so far in your career, and are there some places on the Iowa Central schedule that you haven't been at that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, actually my sophomore year, I qualified for the national finals or whatever, and that was in Rock Springs, Wyoming. That was probably one of the coolest places I've been to.
What was it like? What was so cool about it?
You're up in the mountains, and, neat. You know, you just had, the view and stuff was pretty cool, and all the people there, it was pretty neat.
Have you had a chance to dig through that Iowa Central schedule and kind of get excited about any of the places yet?
Yeah, we actually go up to the Black Hills.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So when's the season? When is rodeoing season up at Iowa Central? When's everything start for you guys?
I don't think it starts until September.
Okay.
If I remember right.
So you'll head up there when school starts in August and kind of get the season underway. Are you going to stay with just team roping, or do you think you'll try some individual roping, or it doesn't sound like any of the other events really interest you, but will you go solo on anything?
No, I'd probably just stay team roping.
Okay. Let's talk about the education part. What do you want to do? What are you majoring in?
I'm actually going to a major in agronomy.
Okay. What do you want to do with that in the future? It opens some doors.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff out there, and you could work at a lot of co-ops, and hopefully go out there and find a job and doing what I love to do.
So it kind of sounds like just anything that has to do with farming or that type of stuff you're interested in.
Yep.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Gavin, I appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on making that decision to go rodeo up at Iowa Central, and looking forward to maybe sneaking up there and watching you and Cam work together.
Yeah, thank you. It should be fun.
You bet. Gavin Vondrak again with the ESAC Raiders again. He is headed to Iowa Central Community College to team rope.